Husey and Kate catch up.
Hello, everyone. We're off on holidays at the moment. Oh, Husey, can you rub some suntan lotion on my back, please?
Absolutely. I'm not going too low, though.
No. I get very burnt between the legs. I understand.
Whoa. It's going to be professional. But we want to leave you with a little bit of Husey and Kate greatness.
Yes. Mm. We're coming back January 21. Put it in the diary.
But until then, enjoy some of our favourite bits from this year.
My wife, Katie, you found something under our...
Holly wife.
About to speak to her, but you found something under our bed, which I believe in the great words of Angelina Jolie.
Some things are not meant to be found.
Really?
Yes. Now...
This is terrible. When did she find it?
Well, I think it was this morning. That's when she revealed to me that she'd found it. Was it this morning when you found it under the bed, Holly?
Yep, it was this morning. I was changing the sheets and flipping the mattress.
Oh, is there a worse job? Flipping the mattress?
Yeah.
Flipping it on your own? I know your husband's used to flipping it on on his own, but I don't think it's right that he's leaving you to do
now,
that.
We should. That reminds me. The children aren't within earshot, are they?
No, they're in the front room.
So you flipped.
Yes.
You flipped the mattress, and drum roll. What did you find?
I found. Is that about the end? I found a condom.
Yeah, all right. That's enough of Red Gum,
all
Great
right,
Australian
I'll
Band.
I'll tell you why.
That song for a while.
This is horrifying. Terrifying.
Have you seen
mystifying.
Whose condom is
it? You're the one who's home alone most of the time, as we know, flipping the mattress. Are you flipping the mattress because you've got the box of Omo in the window? Old man's out and someone's coming over.
And I've had the snip, so you know if you do get impregnated, questions will be asked. Is that
absolutely.
Why?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. No, it's not mine. I'm going to say straight out it's not mine.
Now, it would be weird if it was hers, Kate, because I had no idea it was there.
And that she would bring it to you. But that's the ultimate
double
person who's feigning innocence. Yes.
Yeah, but this conversation would have never happened.
No, that's right.
A really weird one for her.
Of course. And that's exactly what's... And then you'll find out you've slowly been ingesting arsenic for 20 years. I mean, it's always... It's also always...
None of the kids are yours.
And we know that one of them is. We've had the test.
Well, because of the skin, none of them are yours.
No. So
she's been slipping that on you, unbeknownst to you.
Now, I'm hand on my heart, say it's not mine. I've had very few nights.
You're not home alone by yourself. Pretty
but
much
I was ever, last so. Easter for a night last Easter,
and he remembers
home.
It vividly.
I do. It was a great night.
First thing he did was go to the survey, mate. Can I get a box of your finest skin condoms, please?
So. Anyway, you're dismissed. We'll move on to
what
more
other suspects.
Suspects
are there?
My sister. This pains me.
Which sister?
Well, Fiona. I've got twin sisters.
And Marin Fiona.
I'm the youngest of four. Fiona, you have spent a number of occasions at our house while house sitting for us, haven't you, Fiona?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Kate. Yes, I have.
Every, Fiona.
June holidays, Kate and Dave.
Oh, Fiona.
And. Originally, I said to Dave, no, I can't sleep in your bed. I can't do it, but he insisted. So
but once you brought the box of condoms.
But, Kate and Dave, yes, we've slept in the bed, John and I.
Your
and
husband, he's your husband, just get that.
We haven't done the deed, but we certainly haven't needed to use a condom, so it cannot be us.
So you have done the deed in our bed.
Oh, that's, you never ever confessed to that.
No, but there was no condoms involved, Kate.
And don't tell us anywhere else in the house. That's because often that is followed by, and in the lounge room, and the couch, and in the kids' bunks, and the, no, we don't need to know.
Oh, no, Kate, no, I'll say no more, but I'm just saying there's no condoms here.
All right,
okay.
So you, that's not your condom.
But, yes, Dave, I'm just start thinking, you know, how long has it been since you've turned the mattress? Because you've had a couple of nieces over the last couple of years.
Yeah, some of your daughters have also slept there, haven't they?
And are you saying they're promiscuous, Fiona?
No,
but they've been in relationships, haven't they, where they've slept?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, it's one of the nieces.
Well, is it? I don't think it is because they haven't slept there for a while. We've got someone else who won't use their real name.
All right.
A friend of my sister-in-law's.
A friend of Selena's. We can use Selena's real
name. We can, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
She's going by the name of Laura. Laura, you were the last person to stay there, weren't you, Laura?
Yes, I was.
Laura, there's a lot of hope pegged on you and hopefully your promiscuous ways.
No, but you have a...
Well, I do have promiscuous ways, and I also have a one-year-old screaming with me.
Yeah. Right.
Why we do use condoms.
Oh!
They weren't... That wasn't our brand. We used old ones.
You didn't use a skin one?
S-K-Y-N?
So there's no, God, no. We're Durex all the way. Oh,
are you? Well, maybe one of you just picked one up.
So it's definitely not yours.
I'm pretty sure it's not my husband's.
Oh,
he's
no.
Them, but,
you know, sometimes,
oh.
Okay.
God, I thought she was going to solve the mystery.
Sometimes no. If you've been on a fun run or something like that, you know there's always charities set up. If for some reason they think everyone wants condoms.
So definitely not yours.
Might you have definitely popped one in your pocket?
Oh, God, the mystery continues. So I'm going to have to go talk to my nieces. That's awkward. I can't do that, can I?
I know. I think we need to get Fiona on to ask the nieces.
All right. Well,
or Holly. And we'll just listen in. That would be creepy.